Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, host of the Football History Dude podcast, right here on the Sports History Network. Now, before we jump into another sports history adventure, let me tell you about this episode's sponsor. We partnered with Rochester Sports Autographs, the largest JSA authenticated autograph distributor in the United States, where you can get deals on over 30,000 autographed sports collectibles. They even have film, music, and other entertainment autographs on the site, so there's something for everyone. Perhaps you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, or maybe Father's Day. Heck, who needs a holiday as an excuse to give a piece of sports history to your loved ones? Or how about yourself? Today seems like a great day to add to your sports cave, right? But how is RSA able to offer such great deals on JSA authentication, you ask? Well, they do this by making deals directly with athletes, so there are no extra markups, and they choose to pass these savings on to the customer. All orders from Rochester Sports Autographs are top quality and shipped to your door with top authentication and money-back guarantee. And to make sure RSA knows that the Sports History Network sent you, we created a special link for you. All you have to do is head to shoprsa.com/SHN. Again, that's shoprsa.com/SHN. Head over there to get your piece of sports history today.
Are you looking for conversation points for your next time at the water cooler or on your next Zoom call? Well, you've come to the right place for football history, because in today's edition, we'll talk about October 14th's football history headlines with Jack Christensen's great day on the punt returns, Johnny Bailey sets an NCAA record, and we'll talk about some great legends of the game in just a moment. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello there, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of Pigskin Dispatch once again with the Pigskin Dispatch Daily Podcast of Football History. And we're going to go through football's history headlines for October 14th in today's episode. So let's get right at the action. We'll start in 1951 on the day of October 14th when Detroit Lions return man Jack Christensen takes two punts to the house for touchdowns against the LA Rams. ProFootballReference.com recorded the statistics of the game as being the first return in Jack's, being a 69-yarder in the second quarter of a Doak Walker punt. The second return for a score occurred in the final stanza as Christensen took another one of Walker's fourth down field flippers, 49 yards to pay dirt. Though the returns helped the Lions on the scoreboard, they did not help them win the game as the Rams triumphed 27-21. Next, we move to October 14th, 1985, in East Rutherford, New Jersey. The New York Jets franchise retired Joe Namath's jersey number 12 on nationally televised Monday Night Football. Namath had sealed his legend in the Big Apple on many of his great plays, but especially making good on his famous promise of leading his underdog 1969 Jets team to a Super Bowl III victory over the heavily favored Baltimore Colts, coached by Don Shula. Whether by coincidence or not, ProFootballReference.com informs us that the Jets had another great night against a Don Shula team in 1985's Game 2, as this time they defeated the Miami Dolphins of Shula 23-7. Then we move to October 14th, 1989. At Texas A&I, Johnny Bailey sets an NCAA season rushing record. According to the Twitter account, TX Sports History, Bailey ran for a record 6,085 yards, and that surpassed Pittsburgh University Tony Dorsett's previous NCAA record. Bailey went on to become the only player to win the Harlan Hill Trophy for being the top player in Division II football three times. He was later drafted in the NFL and played for the Chicago Bears, Arizona Cardinals, and the St. Louis/LA Rams, scoring 9 NFL career touchdowns in 81 games played. Then we move to October 14th, 1990, at Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. The San Francisco 49ers quarterback Joe Montana passes for 6 touchdowns versus the Atlanta Falcons. 5 of those scoring strikes were to Montana's favorite target, Jerry Rice, in a 45-35 Niners win over the Falcons. for hoping you're enjoying this daily podcast and enjoying pigskindispatch.com for daily news and information on football history. And if you are, please click the subscribe button to this podcast. And also, check out some of the other great podcasts from my friends on the Sports History Network. When Football Was Football by Joe Zimba, Pigskin Pass by Joe Sigorski, The Football History Dude with Arnie Chapman, Yesterday's Sports with Mark Morthay, Football is Family with Jeremy McFarland, and The Football Addict with John Gidley. Catch all this on the Sports History Network at sportshistorynetwork.com. Our next references to the day of October 14th will go to the birthdays of our legends and Hall of Famers, and we're going to start it off in the year 1896 in Gas City, Indiana. On October 14th, Tom Davies was born. The Davies family left Indiana to move to Washington, Pennsylvania when Tom was an 11-year-old, per his bio on Wikipedia. After high school, Tom attended the nearby University of Pittsburgh and played halfback for the Panthers and their renowned coach, Pop Warner. Davies became a consensus All-American in 1918 and again in 1920, and in his 4 years, he carried an average of 150 yards rushing per game played. His Pitt career was highlighted by the perfect Panthers season of 1980, where the team went 9-0 and won the national championship. In a 1920 game against the University of Pennsylvania, Tom had his best individual effort as a collegian when he tossed a touchdown pass, scampered 80 yards for a touchdown, returned a kickoff 90 yards for a TD, and then returned a pick six 60 yards for a score. The National Football Foundation cemented Tom Davies into legendary status by inducting him into their College Football Hall of Fame in 1970. Next, let's flip the calendar pages to October 14th, 1901, in Massillon, Ohio. That's where Harry Stuhldreher was born. It's reported on footballfoundation.org that Stuhldreher's bio that Harry was a young lad would carry the bags for a Massillon Tigers star football player to get free entry into every game of the Tigers. That star player's name was Newt Rockne. Rockne kept tabs on the kid, and eventually that boy grew up into a fine football player that Rockne had the pleasure of coaching when he was at Notre Dame. Harry Stuhldreher became one of the legendary Four Horsemen of Notre Dame. Harry's leadership qualities were the items that Rockne had chosen for him to be the signal caller in the famed backfield. Harry was the smallest of the Four Horsemen at 5'7" tall and 151 pounds, but his quickness and elusiveness made him a dangerous weapon in the famed Irish offense. Stuhldreher would later coach for many seasons at both Villanova and Wisconsin and had a career-winning record as a coach. He was enshrined into the College Football Hall of Fame as a player in the year 1958. A hop, skip, and a jump down that timeline takes us to October 14th, 1947 in Many, Louisiana. That's where Charlie Joyner was born. Charlie was a wide receiver out of Grambling State University, and the Houston Oilers used their fourth-round pick in the AFL-NFL draft of 1969 to secure the rights of Joyner as a defensive back, according to his bio on ProFootballHOF.com. Charlie played bits here and there with the Oilers on defense and special teams until 1972, when he was part of a multiplayer deal with Cincinnati that made him a Bengal for the next 4 seasons of his career. In 1976, Joyner was part of another trade in which he became a San Diego Charger. This was a tremendous boost to his career, making him a star wideout in an offense of coach Don Air Coryell and with a ball slinger with the talents of one Dan Fouts. Charlie played a total of 18 seasons, 11 with the Chargers, and when he retired, he was the NFL career leader in receptions with 750. Charlie's total receiving yards at his retirement were 12,146, and he scored 65 career touchdowns. The Pro Football Hall of Fame inducted him into their Museum of Legends in the year 1996. Our next Hall of Fame birthday took place on October 14th, 1964, and that was the birthday of one Paul Palmer, who was a great running back that played for the Temple Owls. Palmer had a tremendous season in 1986 under Temple University's head coach Bruce Arians' offense, as he was the number one in the nation when he rushed for 1,866 yards and averaged over 169 yards per game on the ground. Paul's all-purpose yards that season of 86 broke the NCAA record held by Hall of Famer Marcus Allen. He placed second in the Heisman voting that year behind Vinny Testaverde of Miami. And when he completed his collegiate career, Paul Palmer was Temple's all-time leading rusher with 4,895 yards. The National Football Foundation placed Paul Palmer into their College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2018. We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's fourth and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
Hi, this is Joe Ziemba, the host of When Football Was Football, here on the Sports History Network. I'm very pleased to announce that I will be partnering with the Sports History Network to give away two copies of my latest book called Bears vs. Cardinals, the NFL's Oldest Rivalry. To enter, just head over to the following link, sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. We hope you'll enjoy the numerous stories in the book, which is largely based on the newly released Dutch Sturneman collection at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Dutch was the co-owner of the early Chicago Bears with George Halas and kept correspondence, financial records, and scouting reports, which now allow us to peek into the management of an NFL club during the first few years of the league's existence. Along the way, we'll meet unusual gridiron characters from years gone by, including a quarterback who could throw the ball farther behind his back than he could throwing it forward, a Bears lineman who was such a good tavern fighter that he decided to enter the boxing universe, and a Cardinals halfback who gave up the NFL rushing title by deciding to not show up for his team's final game of the season. And can we forget the time the Al Capone mob interrupted a Bears-Cardinals game? The new book was fun to research, and I hope you will enter our free contest today. Once the winners are selected, we'll be in touch regarding shipping as well as to inscribe the book personally for you. This might make a perfect gift for Mother's or Father's Day, or simply add it to your own personal collection. Once again, enter by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. Thank you, and good luck!